congressional leaders could approve a COVID-19 relief package worth about $900 billion. The proposal includes provisions developed by centrist House and Senate members, including South Dakota's Dusty Johnson. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
Congressional leaders are optimistic about the relief package following a lengthy negotiation session Tuesday night. South Dakota's U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson is one of about a dozen lawmakers who worked on the framework for the bill. Johnson says one provision he supports extends the December 30th deadline for state and tribal governments to spend CARES Act money allocated earlier this year.
Provided things don't fall apart, that's going to provide much-needed flexibility for governments that are trying to act responsibly with these dollars. If we make them spend them all in the next 2 weeks, there's going to be a lot more waste than we want there to be, that's for sure.
The bill is not expected to direct any new money to state and local governments, as Democrats wanted. It's also not likely to include Republican-backed business liability protections. Johnson says he wants to see more funding for an increase in COVID testing and vaccine deployment.
I mean, we need to be to 3 million tests a day. We're not. I know because we are seeing footage and we are hearing stories of people getting the vaccine, there can be a sense that we're at the end. We are not. It is going to be months and months and months before most Americans have that vaccine. We need to invest in the deployment of that vaccine. And we need to make sure that between now and then, we're still being responsible. We're still being kind to one another, and we're getting tested when we need to.
NPR reports that South Dakota Senator John Thune, a top GOP leader, told reporters they are discussing stimulus checks for individuals of $600 to $700. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.